Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifters Villa, a podcast for resellers and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela.
And I'm Jen. And on today's episode, it is going to be all about what do we think our favorite fall 2023 fashion trends. I'm so excited.
I am too. First of all, it's a bit crazy they were already talking about fall, but it's August when this episode comes out. So right around
it's
the
time
corner.
to start thinking about it. I know you're all sweating your butts off out there, but it's time to start thinking about it.
It's also interesting because this fall trend is very different than what we've done in the past.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think that the folks that are listening are going to realize that we definitely did some things a little bit different. You know, the fall trends compared to like previous years, honestly, there's a lot of repeat, which is mind-blowing because most of the time you don't see a lot of repeats of the summer trends.
Yeah, but we're gonna have them, so let's just get into it, guys. We will see you at the table. Before we get started, I feel like we just need to say hi to everyone, and I hope
Hello.
everyone's doing great. And yeah, hope you're enjoying your summer.
I know. I hope everyone's enjoying their summer too, and that you're having your best summer that you can. It is hot. It is time to get out. People are like ready to mingle and have a good time.
Jen's
So
traveling the world. It's
I
fine.
am. I'm traveling. I just came back from Spain and France, which was absolutely amazing. I ended up kind of taking a break off of social media too, which is really nice. Normally I would have taken you guys along and like shown you where I was and everything else, but I decided to just kind of digitally detox a little bit, and it was really great. And then I've got one more trip going back to Boston for my sister-in-law's wedding, which is super exciting.
Yeah, you've been a busy bee this summer traveling around.
I have. I'm ready to hibernate.
It's fun to travel, but man, oh man, is it exhausting, especially when it's like almost back-to-back travel it's been for you.
Yes, exactly. It's definitely tiring, but it's been really good. It's been a great summer. But yes, I'm ready. I would say that by the end of the summer, I'll be ready to just kind of simmer down for a little bit.
So fall trends. I think we should start the episode by saying that you're not going to see a lot of new stuff. We predicted this. We predicted it in our summer trends that these were going to carry over into fall and possibly winter. And we were right.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of interesting because there's definitely little slight variations and changes, but it's not huge. And I think you're going to be surprised of the things that are still going to be considered big for fall that generally aren't traditionally fall things.
Yeah. So in this episode, we're going to give you guys a few different keywords that maybe you could add to your listing. There's three in particular that really jumped out while we were doing our research. We're going to give you some colors to be on the lookout for, which I think are probably the most interesting part of this because they're just not what I think of when I think of fall, but that's okay. We'll go over the trends of what's carrying over from spring and summer. And then is there a trend coming back? Stay tuned for that. Because there is. We're going to go through some new trends. They're really new styles. I wouldn't say it's necessarily a trend. I just think it's styles that are kind of coming back.
Yeah.
Some shoe trends, some jewelry trends. And then, of course, at the end, we've got a little thrifting guide for you. So let's start off with some terms that you should be mindful of when you're creating your listing and when you're outsourcing. And the first one is tailoring. And we talked about this in spring and summer. It's that nice refined look, that very classic tailored pant. It's very refreshing. And a lot of these fashion editors are agreeing with what we're saying because we have been in a state of just no shape for a very long time, right? Like everyone just wears a sack and we call it a day. Like it is what it is. It's comfortable and we don't care what we look like.
Right.
But there really is this element of wearing the tailored pants, having a tailored blazer, elevating an outfit. And in fall, this is the perfect time to do that.
Perfect time. Absolutely perfect time. I would highly agree with you on this, Daniela. I know for myself, like I have definitely for the past few years felt like being really comfortable and cozy and not caring as much you know, as what I look like. But all of a sudden, I don't know if it's with the summer. I don't know if it's because I've been doing Rent the Runway. I don't know what it is. But all of a sudden, I've been feeling like I want to dress up more. Even in my own house, you know, I've been like putting on better tops and feeling more like, I don't know, just wanting to be more, I guess, a part of society.
Yeah. Well, and I think that the work from home thing too, like so many people have transitioned to work from home.
Right.
And I think that really changes our perspective on clothing and outfits and what we wear.
It definitely does. I know that like, since I've been back, like I have been making it a point of like getting dressed, you know what I mean? And putting on a nice top, having my hair done and everything else. Cause I think just everyone's tired. I'm tired of looking tired. I'm tired of looking, like you said, like wearing a sack and like, I want to feel like my best self, you know? And I think a lot of this goes into tailoring. Like we said, finding pieces that are really going to work for your body. And it's like, that is what people are really looking for, but at the same time, still making it realistic, right? Because then that's kind of where our next trend and keyword comes in is wearability, right? So really, like we said, having that balance of being creative in what you're wearing, you know, but also still having sophistication throughout it. Like we've talked about quiet luxury. We've talked about how all this kind of stuff is really in right now, but like it is, it's about like feeling effortless, right? Mm-hmm. And feeling like a sense of like pride in what you're wearing. You know, it's kind of interesting to see. I think that all of these keywords are going to be really, really big. We saw a lot of this on the runway. It's insane what we've seen, you know. It's just like simple fashion, but at its best. Again, you know, a sense of like refinement and like reimagination too.
Yeah. So the way that like I like to think of this as like, so New York streetwear, but it's elevated. So it's like what you see the influencers wear on the street. So like they might have like a tailored blazer, but they've got the slouchy, like comfy jean on, and they may have like a dad sneaker, but then they've got like a corset or something underneath. So like part of their outfit's very refined and simple, and part of their outfit it's got a little bit of edge to it, but it all goes together and it's very wearable and anyone can wear it. That's basically what this means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The next one, I love it.
I know you do. I know
love this so much. I am all about it. If you guys did not see Daniela's stories recently where she was showing the Ralph Lauren fashion show from 1995. And if you did not want every single freaking piece off of that thing, then I don't know what is going on in your mind, because it is so relevant. It is today. And it's all about power dressing.
Yes. Oh my God. Power dressing was so popular in the 80s and 90s. We talked about that in the 80s and 90s episode that we did. But this is like the way that it's coming to life in fall of 2023. It's slouchy, it's oversized, but man, it's got some tailored pieces to it. So we've got the exaggerated, like when I say exaggerated shoulders, guys, it's almost like avant-garde. Like that's what I think of when I see some of these pieces. It's classic, but it's modern. And I think that's where it intrigues me a little bit more, where it's, we've kind of taken what the 80s and 90s gave us, but we've really refined the silhouettes to people and what they wear today.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's like we said, you know, when you look at people, like we talked about, like, say Laurent, Ralph Lauren, Baltman, you know, all these people, like they're just really bringing back that like classic power suit and incorporating it more into everyday fabrics and colors. And it really looks fantastic, honestly. Like the blazer is going to be absolutely huge this fall. Like if you are not shopping in the blazer section, then I don't know what is going on, because blazers are really going to be big, but I'm talking like exaggerated blazers, very like strong silhouettes, right? Like buttons and strong patterns and fabrics. And like Daniela said, exaggerated features on it, you know, smaller little crop, dinky, boring things is not what people are kind of looking for right now in that whole era. But definitely something like we said to consider, because like you can see like tailoring, power suiting, I've heard of business core, like people are just like really, really into like office fashion, but putting it, mixing it with like streetwear. It's interesting. Yeah.
So these three things that we mentioned, tailoring, wearability, and power dressing, definitely think of these when you're writing in your keywords, when you're typing in your descriptions, when you're using tags. I think people are really going to be searching for these specific terms when they're looking for things, especially in the secondhand market, because this is what's being pushed in front of them on whatever website that they're on. They're going to see the word tailoring. They're going to see wearability. They're going to see power suit or power dress. They're going to see all that. So definitely keep those three in mind. We're going to move on to colors. And I think this is a fun, we're going to break down a bunch of different colors. And this is kind of fun because they're different than what we're used to. Yeah. And one of them we talked about in spring and summer, there's going to be a lot of overlap. So the first one, they're calling it red dahlia for the fall, but it's that bright, bold red that we talked about. It's the same tone, the same shade that we talked about in summer. It's going to be fall and winter. So we're not going to mention it again in the winter episode, but it is going to be here in the winter. Mm-hmm. I think it's such a beautiful red. It's almost like a poppy red, I guess, is the way that I would think of it.
Yeah. Again, but like a power color.
Yes, something exactly. Bold.
Something strong. Mm-hmm, absolutely. And what's great about red, I don't think that we think about it so much. Just in general, I think, you know, a lot of people forget about red, honestly, but red is such a great color to pair with cool fabrics.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And it definitely can be translated to fall. I've seen red pair with like brown, and at first you're like, what? But it like actually works, you know, it's kind of interesting. So definitely keep that in touch if you're seeing, you know, big, bold colors in the thrift store. It's definitely something, like I said, that people, I think I'm kind of glad again, are really moving away from just very muted tones.
Yeah. And I think with this too, if you're thinking about yourself and how you want to incorporate red, it doesn't necessarily have to be a red dress or a red top. You could do a nice red handbag. You could do red bold earrings, 80s style. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think you can really incorporate this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you could really incorporate this within your outfit without it being the center staple piece that you have on.
I agree.
I love this next color because it is boring. Sorry, Jen, but it's really pretty.
No, I like it too. I love clay. Clay is really a great color. Again, it's going now back to kind of a little bit more traditional fall with like your earth tones in there. The great thing about clay is that it has such adaptability, and you know, it really can flatter a wide range of just like skin tone colors, eye colors, hair color. You know, it really can like look great on a lot of people, which I think is why it's just such a fun like foundational color to wear in your wardrobe.
I saw this clay color in a lot of the suits, like the blazers and the skirts that are coming out for the fall. It's very Ralph Lauren. I mean, clay is a pretty Ralph Lauren. It's Ralph Lauren through and through. He was maybe a little deeper in the way that he did clay, even to this day. But I think it also plays off the red. So it's got a little bit of red in it. It's got a little bit of brown, and you've got your clay color. But anyway, that's our neutral tone. The next one is not neutral at all. And that is magenta. And we can thank Barbie Core for this, because we're going to see all different shades of pink be really popular from now all the way till the end of the year, and probably into next year, to be honest. I believe there's a Polly Pocket movie that's going to be coming out in the upcoming years. Yeah. Like, so all these bright, vivid colors are going to be big, I think, until all these movies stop being created.
Oh my gosh. That's insane. Oh my gosh. Barbie Core is everywhere. That Barbie movie is everywhere. I'm gonna go see it this weekend, so I'm
excited. Nice. Yes. Nice. But
I'm excited about it.
Most adults are. But I just think it's just something that we should anticipate, whether it's the bright pink or the magenta. I do think magenta makes sense of the fall and winter, because it's just a little deeper. It's got a little bit more of like of that purpley tone to it that we would see in the fall. So I can see why magenta is being pushed to fall and winter, but I think you're still going to see the bright Barbie pink regardless. I don't think that's going to change.
Yeah, and if you do have something that you would consider a Barbie pink, like we're not talking about baby pink, not talking about dusty rose,
We're talking about
not talking about rose
bubblegum.
gold. Yeah, I'm talking bubble gum, like bright pink. If you have something like that in your closet, throw in the word Barbiecore because people are on the hunt for that color.
People are buying specific outfits to go to the Barbie movie and they're looking
Yeah.
for it.
Oh
They're
yeah, I
looking
had
for
a friend
that.
that she went in like a pink sequin gown to the
I love
Barbie show.
it.
And like people just are having so much fun with it. I love it.
Yeah. Okay,
Yay.
Jen, you want to do the next one, even though it's really boring
Yes.
to
All right. No, it's not gonna be boring. Be quiet. I like this color too. It's like a chalky cream or a bone color. So not necessarily talking like that, like stark white, but like, just like something that's just a few shades like darker than white,
It's like what you
So
would put on your walls in your living room,
yeah, like
maybe.
cream, bone, all of this has always kind of been a big seasonal color. And I would say that like it's funny because that whole white after Labor Day thing definitely does not apply anymore. People are all about this because it is such a classic color and it definitely will. I don't care who you are, that like that color really elevates your look, whether it's a crisp, like bone colored t-shirt, even, or just like a pair of slacks or something on there. So these colors are all over the runway. And, of course, all over like European inspiration shopping when they do those whole like, what are people wearing in Paris? What are people wearing in London? Blah, blah, blah. It's everywhere here. So this color is absolutely going to be very, very well worn in the next, I would say like 6 months or so.
Yeah, thank you, Quiet Luxury, because that's where this comes from. So you were just in
Absolutely.
France. Did you see this?
Oh,
First of
100%.
all, because they're
It was
ahead of us anyway when it comes to fashion.
absolutely everywhere. I mean, it is the summer, so you are going to see those lighter colors more, but I felt like I saw so many people in like, even I did all white outfits. You know what I mean? Or all cream or something, because it's just so classic looking. Now, to try to keep it obviously clean is another story, but
Did you see when you were there, did you see that quiet luxury look out there? Because it really originated from the French girl look for the American people, right?
yeah, I definitely see. Like, I think the crazy thing to me is just like nobody was walking around in sweatpants. Nobody was walking around in like their Lululemon workout gear, walking around. Like, if you were, like, it was very clear you were a tourist. But even the tourists actually were kind of dressed up pretty nice, I would say. But like, everybody was dressed really nice, and just like, just to do simple errands, simple things going around, people like, wearing, beautiful gold jewelry with like I said, like a white outfit going out, some nice flats or something. I definitely saw a lot of this. And then of course of all the bold colors as well. But yeah, no, most definitely like people are really dressing up out there and it's definitely leaking over to this side. Because people, I'm seeing a lot of people are just wanting to just do a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm so glad that it's leaking into the
Me
American
too.
culture
Me too.
because the way they dress in Europe is just, it's just beautiful just to even watch, never mind. And you're
Oh,
right. If you're
yeah.
wearing leggings or anything, you're gonna get pinpointed as an American in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Like, I even saw girls in Spain, like riding their scooters in like beautiful, like dresses that look like they're from Reformation, and just like driving around and everything. And they look great. They looked absolutely great. So, I definitely want to take a page out of like the European ladies fashion guide.
Yes, I think we all do. The next one we don't really need to explain because it's here every single fall, and that's burgundy. There's really no explanation needed for that. It's literally here every year.
Next, move on.
This next one is going to be huge. And I don't necessarily love it, but I can see why people like it. And it's chocolate brown. You're going to see it in shoes. You're going to see it in blazers. You're going to see full outfits in chocolate brown. You're going to see jeans in chocolate brown. You're going to see everything in chocolate brown. It's the new black for fall 2023 and probably winter 2023. It's interesting because brown's usually not on the list.
No, usually brown isn't, but yeah, brown is definitely, it's been creeping back up for a little bit now, I will say. But I just remember brown was such a chocolate brown was absolutely huge in the early 2000s.
Yes.
That was really, really a big color. So I think that like people generally tend to go towards black. But I think that brown is going to be one of the base. So it's like, if you see like a leather jacket that happens to be in that chocolate brown color, definitely consider picking that up because people are liking that versatility. You know, I think people like, again, are kind of tired of the like muted tones or like muted shades, I guess you could say, you know, and they want to go with something just a little bit more luxe, a little bit more rich.
Yeah. I think if you're finding blazers that are chocolate brown, loafers that are chocolate brown, like I think a lot of those types of pieces people are going to want to incorporate in because some people may not feel comfortable going full chocolate brown, right? And I think those statement pieces, you know, it'll be interesting if chocolate brown suede will make a comeback in the winter months. Ooh. Because that was big in Y2K moments.
That was very big. That was very,
so that
very
will be
big.
Interesting.
A bunch of fringe on it.
Yes. Yes. So Jen, what are the trends from spring summer that are carrying over to fall?
All right, my friends. So we've got, of course, quiet luxury that is not going away. You might hear it differently, like we said, as tailoring or like power suiting or something, you know, just quiet luxury in general. You've seen like even like your athleisure wear is like elevated. Like everything is just like luxury, luxury looking classic, I guess. You know, then of course there's French girl fashion, especially here in America. We've always been obsessed with the French and their fashion. Yeah. So this season is no different. Then obviously 90s minimalism is still absolutely huge. It is like not going away anytime soon. So definitely go back to some of our older episodes if you're not 100% sure as what we're talking about, because we definitely go into detail about that. Do you want to do the last few ones?
Sure. So I just want to say those three that we mentioned, they all kind of go together. Like 90s minimalism, French girl fashion, quiet luxury. They're all kind of like the same realm.
That.
Sheer romantics can also go into there. Sheers, sheer dresses, sheer everything. It's still going to be a thing in fall and winter, which we predicted that, even though it makes no sense for fall and winter, it's probably going to be there for the winter months. Romantics, again, it's just like, I can see a little bit of like ballet core with romantics. It's like, I don't know, it's just got a pretty touch to it. Yep. The metallics, which usually is here for winter, not so much fall, but we're going to see it in the fall. And of course, leather. I mean, leather's been a year-round thing.
I do not know. I will say I did not see anybody wearing leather in Europe, but it was like 40 degrees Celsius there, which is like 100 for us over here. So I was like, I don't, if anyone's wearing leather, I'm like, good luck.
But leather is, I feel like we've talked about leather every single season for the last 2 years.
I agree. It's been so hot. Everybody loves it. Yep.
And the trend that's coming back, they're calling it dark romance, but it's dark academia. So, but they're just changing the name, and this, they do this all the time. Like quiet luxury.
Rather than you being in the garden, you're like, I mean, in the library, you're now like in the garden.
Yeah, exactly. So I think of like, so when I think of French girl fashion, I almost feel like that's going to take over quiet luxury. Like, I think that term will eventually, like quiet luxury will be gone. It'll just be French girl fashion because that's really what it is. Mm-hmm. And this kind of works the same way. Dark academia is dark romance, but they just want to change the name of it. And it's what it's always been. It's romantic styles, but with dark tones. So blacks, like those Victorian dresses with maybe like some white lace. It's very, what was that movie that came out? The, oh my God. What was that movie that came out this year? Oh my God.
A lot of movies came out this year, Danielle.
Where the girl wears all black. What is her name?
Oh, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah. Oh my God. Blanking on that. But I think that's where this comes back into play. Because high dark academia. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was saying like high collars.
Yeah. High collars, Victorian. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's where this is coming back because dark academia was really popular for the back to school time last year.
Yeah.
And then it kind of fizzled. And I think with the Wednesday Addams, that's where you're seeing the dark romance come in, because a lot of what she wears is what this is describing, Victorian style, lace, tulle. Like, even though her things were simple, it still gave that old fashioned feel to it. So yeah, dark romance. It's not my style or what I would thrift, but I get it.
I've actually seen some really beautiful shirts from like Ulla Johnson coming out for this fall that have that you could definitely pair it with like a nice pair of jeans, you know what I mean? And you'd be fine, you know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't have to be full all out, you know, like you're a vampire in the garden. Like, you're okay. Like, you can just like throw it on and be fine, but... Anyways, I am not doing this one, Danielle. This one is
me
yours.
Neither. I didn't even want to mention it, but I was like, it's literally a trend that people are going to talk about out in the streets. Like, I gotta mention it. I just don't get it.
Oh my god! All right, are you gonna? You want me to say it?
You can say this one. Yeah, go ahead.
Fine. It's free the nipple.
Yeah, it's an. Yeah. This is an actual trend.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So it's talking about how designers are bringing the focus forward. And we're saying whether it's like an avant-garde bra featuring like a fried eggs a la puppets or puppets, artful appliques. You know, we saw this on Gucci, Kristen Siriano, you know, in Bronx and Blanco. So be prepared to see some very unique coverings. I'm not sure that this is the most accessible trend that's out there, but, you know, it definitely brings a new sense of focus to the female form. I know I saw while I was traveling, I did see actually quite a few ladies wearing cover-ups with like sequin, either pineapples or just something over their breasts. So maybe that's the way that it can be incorporated. But yeah, it is kind of interesting, you know, that it's definitely... free the nipple. I don't really know.
It is. It's free the nipple. That's what it is. I see this and I could see this streets in New York. 100%. Streets in New York. Someone's going to get like a mesh top of some sort, get some funky covering to put over it. And it's going to be a fashion statement. Good on you if that's what you want to do. It is not for me, but I mean, there's going to be unique things that come out. I do think that's probably one of the biggest points of fashion in 2023. It's all about being creative. It's all about doing what makes you feel good.
Right.
And there's so many opportunities to kind of mix and match everything that's coming out. So I can see why this comes into play. But to take it in a more modest direction, I guess, is circle skirts. So you must be thinking like, what's a circle skirt? Like, what is that? It's either a mini skirt or it's a pencil skirt basically, but it's got this rounded shape to the bottom, whether it's with crinoline or it's just the way that it's designed. Usually it has some pleats, not always, but it's very feminine and it's usually paired with like over the knee boots. And I just think it's an easy thing that you can find in the thrift store. I think it's super easy to dress it up or just kind of wear it in a more casual sense, like you're having a picnic or something. I don't know. It's a very old fashioned 1950s feel. I love that.
Yeah. You like it?
I do, because I love 1950s fashion.
I'll have to look at it again, because when you're thinking circle skirts, I'm trying to remember, are you saying like, are they mini circle skirts or are they like longer, like a poodle skirt?
They have two, so there's different types. You could do it as a mini. You could do it as a, like right under the knee kind of. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any midi style.
Okay.
It was more of like it hit at the knee or a little bit lower, but enough so that you could see the over the knee boot.
Gotcha. Yeah, definitely. I've seen a lot of skirts with like over the knee boots is a big style, definitely. I talk about this in our thrifting, you know, what to be looking for. The skirt section is just so hot right now. It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The next one, Jen, your turn.
Well, Charlene long coats. We know this. I also talk about this in our thrifting things. Shearling.
Yeah.
Never goes away.
No.
We always talk about this. It's always going to be hot. If you find anything with Shearling, whatever you want to say it, tomato, tomato, pick it up. Absolutely pick it up. So all these designers, again, Chloe, Polo, Ralph Lauren, you know, Isabella Marant, they are obviously putting all their spins on it. I'm seeing a lot of people like dyeing it, different colors, you know, color blocking, all these cool things. But it's just like, again, an ultra warm coat. Think of Sherpa. Also, you know, kind of that whole thing is going to be very, very big again. I'm seeing a lot of mixed media though being done in it too. So like maybe perhaps like the body of it is definitely Shearling or Sherpa. But then like, it's like denim sleeves or something. Like I'm seeing that kind of look in that feel. So definitely big. And then like, obviously the longer, the better. I think a couple of years ago we had all about the crop. It was all about like that crop one. Now it's all about long.
Yeah. I think we don't go in too much detail on the coats here. We'll go, there's another one as well. We're going to talk about after this, but all the coats for the most part are long coats. That's really long,
long, long.
Where we're
trending. Yes. Long coats. Long Super coats are long. Very, very in, which I'm always down for because I get really cold. I can't wear a crop coat. Not when I was living in New England. No way.
I was going to say, I can't wear a crop coat here. There's no way.
I need a sleeping bag.
Which brings us to the duvet coat. Yes. And it's just what you think. It's a duvet cover in the form of a coat. It's very fluffy. It's puffy. It's quilted. It's got exaggerated shoulders. Please look up what some of these what these designers have done for the duvet coat. It is very unique, but is also so sophisticated in the way they did it. They have really mastered how to make something puffy look so good. And there's very that chic fashion show on Netflix. It's like there's a group of people that design and you go through the process. It's a newer show. I can't remember what it's called. I've only watched it once or twice. But there was a designer in the latest season that all he did was puffy stuff. That was like his signature look. And he's a New York designer. So I always wonder when these types of shows come out, if inspiration from these shows carry over to the designers
that
are in different brands. Anyway, yeah, duvet coats.
Yes. Do my eyes deceive me? Are you saying peplums? Peplums are back?
Yeah.
No way. That's crazy. So peplum tops?
Yeah.
That's
with
crazy.
Skirts so, and shorts.
That has not been hot since like 2015.
I know.
Like that's
but they
that's
were on crazy. The runway.
So I have actually started seeing this too. I'm not a big fan of this. If you have a long torso, it's not that great. I don't know. I feel like it cuts you kind of weird. I don't know. Well, peplums, I guess, are starting to make a comeback. So something to think about while you are thrifting, because I'm sure there is a million peplum tops in the thrift store. So that's all I'm going to say about that one.
Well, we have another skirt to talk about, and that is the full skirt. And this is more of that A-line style. And this is beautiful as well. I love both. I love the 1950s poodle style skirt, and I love this one as well. One thing about the skirts is no matter which style of skirt we're talking about, there's pleats involved. And that just goes with the whole sophistication tailoring look that we talked about in the beginning. So your full skirts are definitely A-line. They may have some type of floral on it. And for the most part, I'm going to say they're going to be pretty basic. But the pleating itself is what makes it look nice. There's a lot of this, but there's also like on the runway, but there's a lot of it in street style. And I've seen it when it comes to street style where people are wearing like denim and then the A-line skirt over it. And it's like, it's that whole layering look to it. And it's a little grungy. If you can pull that off, I think it's great. I love that look. I could not pull, maybe I could, I don't know. I've never tried, but like when I see people do it, I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Again, just skirts are, I think were forgotten for a really long time and they're just really having a big comeback. So definitely look at the skirt section.
I know people don't like to look in skirts, but I promise it's not
you
that
must.
Bad.
I'm like, you must.
You gotta do it.
I gotta promise. Do it. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Okay, so now we're gonna go on to shoes. Mm-hmm. What the bleeping F is going on with shoes?
There's so many things.
Crazy, you guys. Like, it is so crazy on what is going on with shoes right now. I mean, it's like you're like wearing art on your feet right now. Like, it's just like everything is so like futuristic and spacey and like mm-hmm. different and different colors and patterns and everything. So obviously we'll talk about the first one. It's the no-show Steelers.
Yeah. Right? So these are just your classic pumps. So don't worry, girls. You can still get classic, or boys, you can get your classic pumps. That's still a thing. I think your no-show Steeler is basically the outfit speaks for itself. The shoe's just kind of there. It's just an accessory piece. So this could be a Mary Jane. It doesn't have to be a classic pump, but that's kind of the vibe that they're going for. It's just a black leather heel and that's it.
But like over in the knee boots, I'm so glad that these are back in style because I love over the knee boots. Mm-hmm. I absolutely do. I have I got myself a pair of those Stuart Weitzman's 50-50.
The yeah. 50-50 oh boots. My God. Yes.
Those are amazing. Yep. Like if you want your legs to feel like they go for days, you're like, mm-hmm. get yourself a pair of knee-high boots. You are going to feel really hot in them.
Yeah.
Probably both actually temperature hot, but also like,
yeah. It's true. And I think the over the knee boot right now is so easy to get and thrift stores aren't pricing them up yet. And I'm sure Jen will talk about this, but like they're not pricing them up right now because no one's really buying boots, but we should be.
Exactly. And then this is what I was talking about. I'm so confused by this, Danielle, but like weird heels and sculpted heels. Like we're talking about like a shoe that looks normal and then some like funky, weird heel that goes with it. And you're like,
that you can't walk in.
It doesn't look like you can walk in it. No.
Yeah. And this, so each runway featured this in some way. So some designers have opted to like just make a really funky stiletto heel where it's like looks like a corkscrew or something, right? It's got some type of design. Like YSL has a shoe where it says YSL as the heel itself. Yeah. So funky stuff like that. But then you've got the extreme where like clocks are the heel. Like an actual clock is the heel and it's like this weird wedge. So it's fun. I don't know if it's wearable, but this is definitely going to be something that people are going to be doing. And I think that will be your talking point in the outfit, right? So maybe the outfit's very basic. And then now it's the shoe that's talking. Tall combat boots. So we're getting away from the ankle style of a combat boot or like the calf style. And we're talking tall. So we're like getting to the knee almost. Doc Martens has one. I don't know the style.
I do. Oh my gosh. Do you sweat in those though? I had a pair of those and you're like, my God.
Yeah. So I think of like I look at those brands. Yeah.
Have you ever seen boot socks? Yeah. You need some boot socks. Yeah. They're like the socks that are super, super long. Yep. Get yourself some of those. You might regret it if you don't.
Yeah. Your whole ankle, leg, heel, everything's going to be broken up. That's for sure. I think brands like Dolls Kill and things along those lines, Doc Martens, Zara will probably be another one, and H&M will create a lot of tall combat boots that you can kind of reference when you're in the thrift store. And I think the next one is interesting that it's a fall trend because it just screams spring and summer to me. Mm-hmm. But it's the crisscross shoes, the ties, the straps, like strappy shoes. I think of summer, but apparently we're doing it in the fall.
Yeah, I know. That is kind of interesting. I think it's really pretty. I think it's very, very pretty, but definitely does give me more of a summer vibe, especially if I think of like, you know, an espadrille that like ties all like halfway up your calf and you're wearing like a pretty dress or something like that. But yeah, again, one of those that we were like, oh, that's kind of interesting. You know, so definitely, but either way, like, you know, if you're at the thrift store again and you see a shoe that's got like ties all wrapped around it. Definitely could be worth a pickup because people are, again, looking for like really interesting sculptural shoes, things that are just not the norm is what at least I'm seeing a lot of.
Yeah. And for all our comfy folks out there, the fuzzy footwear with the shearling inside, don't worry. That's still a thing for this fall and winter. Birkenstocks has got you covered. Or Gucci. Gucci makes them too.
They do. They do. All right. Oh, jewelry.
Yeah.
Jewelry, jewelry, jewelry. I definitely will talk a little bit about this too in our thrifting guide, but like jewelry trends. Oh my gosh. Jewelry. I don't want to talk too much about it, but
no,
I could.
We can just go through it.
We'll just go through it. But we have pearls, ear cuffs, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Ear cuffs have been out for a long time. That is big. Body jewelry. Again, yes, even in the fall. Brooches. Brooches are big, 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 which I love. Stacked rings. Love stack rings. I used to like wear so many. Statement earrings. Again, I'm super happy that we're going back into statement earrings. Bold cuffs, green colored gemstones. So think like emeralds, like that kind of whole feel. Pinky rings. Which is crazy too. That's very Y2K to me. And I just laugh at this one, heart-shaped jewelry. I don't care. How old I am, I will not like heart-shaped jewelry. No. I'll pretend that I like it if my husband or my daughter gives me some, but it's just not my thing.
It's in the way that I've seen some of the heart-shaped jewelry. So it's either very sophisticated and it's gold, or it's like Claire's. like it's very Claire's to me, and it's like colorful and very childlike, I guess, very teenager. That it so depending. Excuse me, on your style.
I wonder if that, like, do you remember when that Tiffany's necklace came out that had like, that had the heart that says if lost, returns
that
Tiffany's
everyone wanted. Like yes. Collar.
Yeah.
Yes. And the bracelet that matched. Yes. Everyone wanted that.
I think that was like the only heart jewelry that I ever had. I had one. Of course it was fake, but like,
I was saying, I had a fake one.
Oh, I had a fake one. Please. Please, I definitely did not have a real one. So, all right. So what does this all mean, right? Yeah. When we're thrifting, we always talk about this because it's great to hear about what is going on in the runways. But obviously for most of us, we're not going to go into a thrift store and find a bunch of Gucci and Chanel and everything else. Unless it's that
one time. Let's be real. We don't do ready to wear here. Like how many of us are doing ready to wear?
No,
exactly. None of us.
But there's definitely a lot of components that you can take from these lessons that you're learning today when you are in the thrift store. So the first thing that I just want to preface is, again, keywords are really going to be your friend. You need to be really smart when you are crafting your listing. Don't forget, SEO is going to pick your listing over others, you know, when people are searching for stuff. And now that there is this new promotion thing, which we won't talk about, but, you know, you want to be even smarter with how you are coming up with your listing, with the verbiage on your listing. So definitely focus on those things that we talked about, like barbiecore, quiet luxury, tailoring, wearable, I think power suiting. You really want to try and do your research on that, especially coming into this new season. Something that is really exciting, I think, for all of us is that, again, people are focusing so much more on silhouette and style and not necessarily just brand, which I think is incredibly exciting. So you definitely can have some fun with different brands and pick up things that maybe 2-3 years ago, you were like, no, I'm not going to pick this up, even though it's a cool piece, but it's a brand that nobody cares about. That's definitely not the direction that we're still headed in when it comes to reselling.
Yeah, I agree. So just as an example, just going off of that, everyone knows the type of brands that I sell. I'm very vocal about the type of brands that I sell. However, when I was at the thrift, I found a Henry Bendel vintage, which yes, can go for very good money, but it's a chocolate brown silk blazer with shoulder pads that are like, it's super exaggerated. Of course, I'm going to pick that up. It was $5.99 and I'll probably end up selling it for $100+ just because, you know, like, I think it's just keep that in mind.
People are looking for vintage. They want the real deal. They really do. So again, so let's go off of this, like the tailored look, you know, AKA quiet luxury. You should be looking for vintage pieces. You definitely need to be looking at classic cuts, tailoring patterns. Again, think like we said, vintage, Ralph Lauren. And I think you could even try, like we said, brands that you don't traditionally pick up. Think of like Anne Klein, Liz Taylor, even Alfred
Liz
Dunner.
Claiborne, Liz Claiborne.
Liz Claiborne, thank you. All of these brands have done what we're talking about, and they did it well in their heyday. So it's definitely something where just everything elevated is really going to be big, especially in this fall, and it's definitely going to go into winter. So start looking now. Also, what you should start also be picking up, I don't care if it's 102 where you are right now, you need to be picking up coats, you need to be picking up sweaters, you need to be picking up heavier pieces now. This is the time where like you can make good investments in your inventory by shopping in these locations. You should stop investing your money in like tank tops right now. Start slowing down on shorts, start slowing down on capris. Obviously, if you find something really amazing, then yes, but like if you're looking at bread and butter, I would not be spending your time in those categories at all. With all this heat that's going on, people are going to be really ready for the fall. And I'm like, again, seeing more and more people dressing up, and this is absolutely going to be huge. Something that I did talk about was that I've even noticed too on sites like The Real Real right now, they're selling Aquatalia boots, you know, or like all these like really expensive, really great name brands for like nothing right now. Absolutely like dirt cheap. Like I'm finding designer boots for like $60. Like you could definitely flip those if you have like some, you know, promotion code or whatever for like $200, $250 in just like a couple of months, you know? So definitely like when you're looking and sourcing, go on some of these sites too and look in their clearance and section and see what you can get, because you can probably get a pretty good deal.
I think if you're not online sourcing right now, because the competition is so hard in the thrift stores, whether it's a regular consumer or with other resellers, you really need to turn to online sourcing. And if you're uncomfortable with it, I understand. It takes time. It's not easy to get comfortable with online sourcing, but oh my goodness, are there amazing deals out there right now that are perfect for fall and winter?
Yeah.
And that will turn a profit that you would have had to work a lot harder for if it was just trying to find pieces in the thrift. I think you make a great point with picking up that heavier stuff now, the coats, the sweaters and all that, because it's already selling in my closet. People are already looking for it. People are already buying it and preparing. I've sold two coats. I've sold heavy blazers. I've sold sweaters. People want to start now because we forget some schools are going back next week. So they're already doing their back to school shopping, whatever that means to them. People that are going off to college are going off in the next couple of weeks, and they're doing their shopping for things they want, so they have it when they're at their dorm. So we're all in, like everyone always gets excited to prepare for this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Another thing is obviously a big, bright, colorful wardrobe. Right. So that is going to be absolutely big for this fall. We talked about strong, bold colors, metallics, vibrant, you know, not neon, but vibrant colors, you know, are still going to be really strong. Barbiecore is going to be very big also probably going into this fall, if not into the winter. So take notes of the colors that you are seeing. Again, look in these vintage cuts. If you're finding vintage cut blazers in bright, bold colors, I would highly recommend picking up these pieces because that is definitely what people are gravitating towards.
Yeah. Barbie core.
Yeah.
Even I'm falling victim to it.
Oh, 100%. I absolutely am. I'm like, I don't care. I think it's just something about like people wanting to celebrate to also like more of their femininity too. Yeah. You know, it's been so long since like we've dressed up and like wanted to feel
girly.
Girly. Yeah. Like there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel like that. Yeah. Which leads us into romantics, you know, just like in the summer, you know, we looking at softer fabrics, just flowy gowns, flowy tops, everything that is going to be really big too. Again, I talked about it. Skirts are so hot. So keep going into that section, looking the longer, the flowier, the better. But also do not forget that boho always does very, very well in the fall.
Yeah,
I don't care if boho is not trending, it will always trend. So take a look for all of that, like hippie, flowy kind of look, because that is still going to be very big in the fall.
Yeah, agreed. I like the next one.
Yes,
where you boots. Talk about boots.
You better start picking those up as well. If they're in your store, you need to be looking. You know, you can, like I said, you can get some absolutely ridiculous deals. Go, I keep saying go on the RealReal. I'm not joking. Go on the RealReal, go to like their 80% off section, click in boots, and you're going to be like, holy crap, these are cheap. You know, you can find really great deals, like you said, to flip. Again, when it comes to shoes, I almost want to say the odder the better.
You know,
we see this all over the runway. So like I said, don't be shy from like picking up shoes that just look really interesting to you. Maybe not necessarily their name brand, as long as they're made well and constructed well. People are really gravitating towards unique stuff, even like I said, within boots themselves. It doesn't necessarily have to be a heeled shoe. It can definitely be something within a boot, whether it's a metallic boot or like a neon color boot or something, you know? People are definitely shopping for boots now. And I think just with the way that the styles and the patterns are, I know boots are always really big, but I think they're just going to be huge this fall and winter.
I think heeled boots are going to make a comeback.
I think they are too. I do. I really do. I'm starting to see more and more of that happening. So I'll be curious, and we'll definitely keep our eyes out because there's a lot of those in the thrift store.
Yes, there are.
Okay, Charlene, I'm just going to call it Sherpa. You know what it is, because I can't say it right. But again, it's back, but was it ever gone, really? So anything that's lying in Sherpa, boots, jackets, everything, going to have hot moments again in the fall. Puffer is the same thing. When you're looking at these puffer jackets and these like Sherpa jackets, brand doesn't always mean, you know, that you, that it's determining factor. There are a lot of people that like want that Nautica puffer, that like want that Dockers jacket, like in classic silhouettes, people know what they like and they are going to be looking for that. Like even like Guess puffer jackets, people know what they like and they're going to be looking for it, and you can get good money for, I'll put in air quotes, traditional mall brands.
Yeah. This is our time of year as resellers to shine. And the only way to do it is to understand what people are looking for. And it doesn't matter the brand, but you can make that money.
Absolutely. Jewelry is such an untouched category. Jewelry is so big. The days of like minimalist jewelry are pretty much are like over.
Yeah.
And I'm totally here for it. I am like so happy about it. Big and bold. Like I recently went to the thrift store and I grabbed a whole bunch of really fun statement earrings because all I had was studs, because for so long it was just so minimal. And I'm so happy that like big bold earrings are back. When I was traveling, you know, I saw a lot of women with like what do you call it, not like nautical theme, but like, you know, novelty, like kind of earrings. Yeah. Like those are really big and everything. Like I think that we're going to see a lot of that going into fall. I'm seeing big, bold statement necklaces are also back as well. Just be careful. Don't go with like the baubles kind of look, because that was really big. It's like definitely look up of what is happening right now. Thicker gold chains, like we said, big pearls, all that kind of stuff. Kind of going with like classic materials, but like doing them in very interesting artistic ways is really where I think jewelry is headed right now.
That's a good way to describe it. It is classic, but it's creative.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, like jewelry, I you know what, Danielle, I went through it while I had like a hot second when I was in Massachusetts for like 2 days. And I ran to one of the Savers while I was there, because I'm like, I need some jewelry for my trip. And I had so much fun going through the jewelry section. And I'm like, it's been forever, like where I've actually just like stood back and like looked at stuff, because it's like, it is about like fun, having fun with your jewelry again, which I love that.
Yeah. And it's so cheap.
It's so cheap. All right. Going off of jewelry, accessories. Okay. Accessories are huge in the fall. So anything, belts and hats are really, really coming back in style. I think you should have some fun with your belts. So things with like larger buckles, belts also in that chocolate brown too, kind of color, are going to be really big. Interesting patterns, just not like your normal skinny. I would not go for the skinny little mini belts or anything like that. You know, the ones that people would put over their cardigans.
Yes.
That is not in. Like we're talking like just stuff with lots and lots of interesting details Think like lucky belts, fossil belts, that whole kind of feel. Just almost like overly designed is where people are going. And then of course, hats, new or vintage. People are loving, everybody knows everyone wears those wool hats all summer, the ones that kind of look cowboyish.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But those are so huge right now. People are like loving to throw on a hat just to elevate their look. It's just a quick and easy way to elevate a look, but it doesn't necessarily have to be some name brand, you know. But if you're wondering of what this kind of looks like, look up Wyatt or Lack of Color. Those are two really great brands that are doing a lot of really interesting things with hats right now.
Or you can just look up a classic Gigi Pip, and her hats are insane.
There you go.
Very expensive, but she does a very classic hat for the fall.
But that's everything that you should be looking for in the thrift store. Like we said, I think that there's just so many exciting things that you can look for in the thrift. And I think even at the bins too, you could have a lot of fun at the bins finding a lot of really interesting, unique pieces. Again, you know, we definitely talk about more things that are still really in style in our other trend podcasts, but you know, take a look and listen to those. But yeah, it's a fun time, I think, to be thrifting.
Yeah, and it was different for us to do an episode like this because we really don't have much to tell you guys. It's, you know, you guys have already kind of heard it. I think it's more the moral of the story is people want to be creative. People want to look classic. People want to have outfits that fit their bodies nicely, and they want to have fun with it. But then there's this whole other side of people who really want to be vibrant and fun and really play on color. And it's so interesting to see this for the fall months. And I think it's going to carry over to winter. I don't think we're going to see a dramatic difference in the winter months. I think you're going to see a lot of the same. And I don't think we've ever in recent years had a trend report like this, where it's just about having fun. And I think that's great.
I think so too. I think it's really fun too.
Yeah.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yes. So Patreon group, you guys will be getting our third edition, right? Yes. Third edition of the magazine in the upcoming weeks. We're going to try to fill it with some different things we didn't talk about on this episode. And of course you'll get what's trending on the platforms as well. For everyone else, thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week with another episode. Bye, thank everyone. You.